Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Ready to pop the question and take advantage of 30% off? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com to get 30% off select lab-grown diamonds. That's BlueNile.com for 30% off lab-grown diamonds. BlueNile.com.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
I found the greatest sentence I have ever read about the city of Fayetteville. And I've been reading sentences about Fayetteville my entire life. And I want to preface this by saying that no one was injured, and it doesn't look like this was a massive deal, and we're not poking fun at it, but I just have to read this sentence to you.
Okay.
There was a bit of a fire on the roof of the Fayetteville Public Library the other day, apparently.
All right.
And this is the most Fayetteville sentence you will ever hear in your life. And I would like to remind John Calipari, we do have a lemon law in this state, so if you hear this and you're like, ooh, I don't know. Okay, I think you're still within the window. The source of the fire was, this is in the Fayetteville Flyer, by the way.
Ah, keep Fayetteville funky.
That's right. The source of the fire was identified as an ember from a volunteer beekeeper smudge pot.
Let's go to our Fayetteville correspondent, DQ. What the hell does that mean?
All of those words put together.
What does that mean?
Make a beautiful sentence. One volunteer.
What does
that mean? So the beekeepers
mean?
Don't get paid. No,
these are volunteer beekeepers.
Would you like to work with some animals that could kill you and we're not going to pay you?
Well, just don't be allergic.
DQ, what is a smudge pot?
I looked it up. It's like, it seems to be one of those torches that are at restaurants. Hmm.
Like a tiki torch?
It is kind of like a tiki torch, but it is it's open. It's like there's not a cage around it.
It looked to me like tiki torch meets Bunsen burner.
Okay.
Yes.
That's what it looks like to me.
Now I will ask the question that everybody is asking.
That's why they pay me $3.50 an hour, DQ.
Why is there a beekeeper on the roof of the Fayetteville Library?
I was wondering that myself.
Zach, without the bees, we ain't here. All right? I mean, without the bees, we're nothing.
None of that answered my question.
That's right.
Why is there a beekeeper with fire on top of the Fayetteville Library?
Well, you got to keep your smudge pot, you know.
I guess you have to keep the bees warm.
It was like 70 degrees last night.
Yeah. I'm wondering why that thing was on.
Somebody, a volunteer, forgot to turn it off, apparently.
Let me throw some ideas at you. He could have been A, tending to the bees.
Yes.
B, smoking weed on the roof of the library because nobody'd look there.
Keep Fayetteville funky.
What do you think, DQ?
They wouldn't look if you smoked weed in the library. They don't care.
Walking down Dixon Street.
Do you know the smells emanating from that parking garage over there? Oh, my Lord.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's.
Now, we love it, but I mean, we have to be real here about this stuff, right? Huh. What a sentence. They are not going to.
I didn't know there were bees on the roof.
I would venture to bet there is not a volunteer beekeeper on the roof of any other public library in the state of Arkansas.
Certainly not in Springdale. I can assure you of that. No.
We're not here in Mount Vernon at the beekeepers.
Most people have bees on the ground, not.
So they have. The Fayetteville Public Library has like a balcony section that is kind of a roof, but I guess they mean the main roof.
No.
I want to see the bees now.
Well, again, I don't want to poke fun at this.
No one was hurt.
Without the bees, like, none of us are here. All right? They're kind of important to the whole situation.
Why are they on the roof of the Fayetteville Public Library?
Great question.
We're being told by someone known as Feet Pick Guy on the McClarty Daniel Hotline. To keep this Fayetteville segment. The only thing missing is Dan Cootie calling in, and we would be all over this thing. And an appearance by Jed Clampett. Feed pick guy. There's a green roof. Like there are planters. They have plants on the roof, and the bees.
Okay.
You know.
Wait.
Why
so
are
that
there plants
so,
on the
no,
roof.
So
that's Fayetteville,
are the
man.
Bees on the part where people can go and sit?
I don't know, but I don't
are
know
the
that
bees
part.
With the people.
I don't know that part. I mean, maybe one goes rogue and flies down where the people are.
Yeah, because they have the planters with, because they have a bunch of outside seating on the roof of the library.
Well, then, yeah, you could probably sit up there with the bees.
With the bees yeah. and
with
the plants.
Bees. Yeah.
So they were smoking weed on the roof of the Fayetteville Public Library.
We don't know what they're
fire.
Growing up there.
Yeah, you know exactly what they're doing. There were a bunch of people, a bunch of the weirdo hippie freaks that live down there sitting on top of the Fayetteville Public Library. I mean,
was hurt.
Make yourselves happy. Just don't lie to me.
The library was closed yesterday. I don't know what happened today.
Because
there.
They were all on the roof smoking.
But
they were trying.
And we need bees because without them, we don't exist.
Now,
so.
Did you read the entire article?
I did.
Did they find open IPA containers in a calzone?
That was not included in the. That may be behind the paywall. Wasn't willing to pay for that part.
Bags of Doritos up there.
No, there was not. No, I didn't do. That was not in the
just
the
asking.
Piece. Thank you to the Fayetteville Flyer. I like the Fayetteville Flyer. It's a good little free
good little
thing.
Rag,
to,
I like
you
it.
Get, see what's going
hey,
on.
Where else
there.
In the world are we, I mean, the mainstream news isn't going to cover this.
No, they are not.
So
the mainstream media and their bias, they're not going to cover stuff like this. That's why you need a local independent press. That's what I've said. All right.
Nobody else finds this weird.
I thought
it me.
Well, I thought it was the greatest sentence I've ever read about Fayetteville in my entire life. Like if someone said, if John Calipari last week is asking Hunter or John Tyson, hey, what's Fayetteville? I would read him this sentence and he'd be like, okay,
hey,
got
DQ, it. Mr. Pibb wants to know, was there a Subaru involved or a Native or Fayette Chill shirt involved?
I would be willing to bet a Native or Fayette Chill shirt
I bet there was a Subaru
somewhere.
In the parking lot. I have no doubt.
There was definitely someone in sandals involved too, probably.
Yeah.
Was there an empty pan of brownies?
we're really going for the munchies theme here, I can tell.
Oh, there's no way. There is. Look, I didn't fall off the turnip truck yesterday. I have kids, and they lie to you.
When did you fall off the turnip
truck? It was 2 weeks ago. But you can sit here and tell me, oh, you know, we caught it on fire, tending to the bees, bull bleep. No, I'm not buying that. I will not buy
that. What is that called? It was the smudge pot.
Yeah. A rogue ember.
Can we...
Matt from Farmington points out, nobody's actually saying there are bees up there.
It's like
that's fair. Good point,
it's like that scene in Tommy Boy where they're drunk and Tommy's like, I have a plan. He's,
bees everywhere! Run for your life!
Oh, I thought you were going to go somewhere else. I kicked my head off. Well, that's it. It's got to be your bull. Right.
If you were on the roof partaking in whatever was going on with the smudge pot, we'd like to talk
or
to
if
you.
Or if you're a volunteer beekeeper.
Yeah, I'd love to hear from a volunteer beekeeper.
I love beekeeping. Is there an entire volunteer beekeeping like brigade?
I don't know, but one of them's getting asked to
they have
leave
stores.
Today.
Do they get the like the suits and the smoke?
Yeah.
Oh,
they have stores. There's a beekeeping store on I-40 somewhere, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, they have supplies. They got the whole deal.
Yeah.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to BetOnline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, and sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwood1, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwood1 now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/westwood1.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
The baseball tonight. Carl Ravitch is in town.
I'm trying to stay awake.
Well, that's on you.
Elf.
I don't want to pull a Francesa and fall asleep at the mic. You know what I mean? I don't want to do that.
Start calling you Don Snorleone.
No. Remember when Francesa did that?
Yeah.
He was talking to somebody, Joe Girardi or somebody.
I've fallen asleep in here.
But not on the air.
Yeah.
No. I know you fall asleep in here. I've seen you fall asleep
in here. I have fallen asleep.
We get a little blanket and cover you up and turn the lights off. Right. It's like nap time in kinder. You got a kinder mat? the blue.
Right.
DQ, hey. Did they have those red, white, and blue mats in kindergarten?
Yeah.
Yeah. Those things are awesome.
Man, you kids today are soft. We didn't have that.
What'd you roll?
Slept on the floor.
A cot? Slept on the
floor. Well, to be fair, the kinder mat isn't a whole lot of.
We
padding.
Were on the floor.
It's all you need when you're a kid and you weigh, like 40 pounds or whatever kids weigh. I don't know. It's all we needed. And we loved
it.
We
were on the floor.
We had this one guy. Of course, everybody in the class had their kinder mat. They're all the same. This one guy had an orange, roll-up mat. And, of course, he's the guy that every time the teacher would leave the room during that time, he'd get up and, run around the room and do stuff. And sometimes they'd catch him and he'd get in trouble. Nobody got any napping done. He was just. It was just.
Sounds like a great one.
Yeah, was
probably running a Fortune 500 company right now.
I don't know what he's doing now. He's probably successful though.
Probably.
That's what happens. All the geniuses are, just the wild kids in school, and then all the boring kids in school live up to be, boring people, pushing paper around, building pivot tables, stuff like that. The people we entertain on a daily basis.
Okay. All right. Yeah. You said we entertain the boring people.
Yes.
Please
That's
send your
very
card.
Nice.
Send your cards and letters to Derek Ruskin, please.
Well, they're not boring. They're just, I don't know. I'm about to fall asleep at the mic again.
Okay. Rhett wants to know if I laid on a mat today, could I get back up? Doubtful. not without help. Probably not.
Yeah. Have we done anything in the last 45 minutes?
Not a thing.
Have we accomplished nothing?
No, we know what a smudge pot is.
Well, kind of. We sort of. It's like a Bunsen burner for bees or usage of other substances.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you could probably light something with that.
Oh, yeah. Probably. Oh, man. Is anything going on around here?
Yeah,
well, we talked about that.
We got baseball tonight.
That'll be fun.
Rocking.
Is it?
Yeah,
is anything happening exciting there?
No, not really. It's very quiet here. It's funny because I'm watching this. This portal tracker deal, and you can tell when the compliance officer at said school puts in the guys that are in the transfer portal, because USC, there were four or five of them just jumped into the portal all of a sudden. So clearly they've all watched the video, and now they're free to pursue their little heart's desire.
You know what's interesting is this Calipari situation. He is, and by the way, we should again point out that unlike all of these other charlatans out there, we were criticizing Musselman when he worked here, not after he left like a coward. But Cal is just so much more secure in his in what he's got to sell to people. Musselman, it was spray and pray. I mean, he'd get on Basketball Tinder and just run out of likes for the day. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah. He'd do that all the time. Calipari's got a very clear vision of what he wants.
Yes.
And
he's very secure in what he is.
He's also got the idea that he's got the track record. Look, if you want to go to the league, this is how I can help you get there.
And no one's done it more frequently than me in the last 15 years.
And he said it in the Q&A after his opening press conference. It's not about the first deal. It's about getting to the second deal.
Right.
He's got a bunch of dudes that have done
a lot of money.
A lot of money made by guys that played for John Calipari. So, you know, he's got the plan, the vision. Now you just got to go execute it. I know like we're so conditioned here to, well, Arkansas's contacted this person or that person. And he just doesn't, he's not very public about the way he goes about this.
I like it. I like that he is, he's also shopping at a different store. I mean, he's shopping at, Williams-Sonoma, not Dollar Tree. I mean, he's the best of the best or who he's going to talk to. He's not going to spend a lot of time trying to recruit, it's basketball, but FCS type of talent around here, unless it's to fill out the remaining spots on a roster.
And he's also got 855 wins. It's hard to argue with him.
The strategy,
it's hard to argue with his plan.
It is. The strategy is clearly get as many talented people as you can and get them to the league, and maybe at Arkansas we'll run into a title of some sort. Maybe we will. But the number one approach is he never said anything about championships.
No, he didn't.
I think he maybe mentioned it once, but it's all about collecting the best talent. And then now that doesn't guarantee you anything because he had a talented team that went and lost to Robert Morris in a school cafeteria.
He's always
one year.
Got talented teams,
right?
It doesn't guarantee talented team this year.
But it's the same. What's interesting that people can't see right now because they're in the they're in the Gaga phase. They're still in the the early stages of the relationship where you don't see any of the peccadillos or flaws or whatever. That's the wrong word. Flaws are the word. What they don't see is that, like, it's the same question with Musselman with Cal. How are they going to merge and play basketball together? That's the same thing. And you don't know until they do it, 10, 15 times. And then you get a better idea in games of how it all works together. But it's the same question. These are 13 strangers. It's like the real world. And you got to figure out if they can, can work together.
I think he has an idea of who's going to do what when they come in, where the previous regime, it was just, let's bring in this group of talent and then we'll sort it out.
Yes.
Which pissed some guys off, to be real honest. The guys that got squeezed out of the rotation, kind of got pissed off about some of that stuff. With Calipari, there seems to be a clear direction, this is what I want my roster to look like.
Yeah.
Now go get it.
Big guys, apparently.
He likes big guys.
Big guys.
Yep.
Big guys. Yep, we're going to that. And now the big guys can shoot and do things that you're like, how is that? Like, how? How are you doing that? It's incredible. The talent is just, things are done by some of these guys that you're just like, okay, at some point, there's a law of physics that should prevent some of this, right? Like, it just doesn't make any sense at all. But, I mean, we see it, and it works. It happens
every
all
year,
across.
Every year, there's a Kentucky guy in the lottery, or two or three in the lottery, and they're making and getting to that second contract. Again, he has every right to sit and point and go, I help those guys do that.
And, the Calipari rant is interesting now because the thing I railed against is now the greatest piece of PR that Arkansas can get, because on draft night, who's going to be front and center on ESPN all day?
He will be.
John Calipari.
Yeah.
That's right. He's going to be on, all the shows, and he's going to have that little hog on there somewhere on his jacket or something. And what's that worth to you? That's going to be pretty good.
Did you watch any of the WNBA draft last night?
I did not get to see any of that, no.
That is the Chick-fil-A administration of a draft.
They keep it moving, huh?
Boom, 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 boom. Just pick in, interview, next pick. They move that thing along. It was beautiful.
I don't think it's a coincidence that the greatest organizations in terms of just flow and how they operate are from Georgia. When you talk about Augusta National and the Masters, you will never go to a sporting event as smoothly run as that in your entire life. And then Chick-fil-A's based in Atlanta too. Go figure. Like, Georgia's figured out how to, like, move people around and keep the thing moving. You know, like in Four Christmases. Let's keep this thing moving. My buzz is wearing off. You know, that kind of thing. But yeah, no, it looked like a great show. You know, a lot of the media may not cover this because there's not really an Arkansas tie, but I think it's pretty freaking exciting that someone from Springdale, Arkansas, went number 11.
Number 11.
Number 11.
Liberty, it's pretty cool.
To play in the Garden?
Yeah,
hello.
Playing in the Garden. She's going to play with Ionescu and Brianna Stewart. And
But according to you, the Garden's a dump.
It is a dump. Well, that whole part of Manhattan's terrible. But no, it was cool. I've never been a part of something like that. I did most of her games in high school. I know her a little bit. I know Heather was up there. Heather Hunsucker, the head coach at Springdale, was texting me as we were going along, sent me a text. Hey, Queed just got a phone call.
Where were they at last night?
The way they had it set up was,
I couldn't tell what building they were in.
It was in, I can't remember the name of the building. It's like a fine arts building, and it was a smaller room, but it was packed. And I was just, you know, first time I've ever watched the WNBA draft.
It was Brooklyn Academy of Music, apparently.
Yeah, it was in a performing arts hall. Yeah. And it was quick, man. They administered that thing very, very well. It was the only thing they need to do. And Holly Rowe is one of the best at what she does. But when she is standing next to 6'4" Cameron Brink, you have got to get her a step stool.
Oh, you need the Tracy Wolfson stepladder?
Yes, because... Yeah. There was a point where she is talking to Cameron Brink, and all you can see is the top of Holly Rowe's head.
Holly Rowe's got to be like 5'1", right, or something like that, 5'2"?
No, it's cool, and you know, to see Marquisha go 11th was really, really cool, and I was with a bunch of folks last night from Springdale High School, but never been a part of that, anything like that, where one of our kids is getting drafted. So that was really, really cool to see and see how much she's grown. She's funny. She, like, when she started, she was just a skinny little kid, you know, this 14-year-old girl playing against, you know, Cabot down in the state finals. And Coach Hunsucker told me this girl's going to go, she can go. And to look at her now, I mean, she's physically built for the WNBA.
I get the sense, maybe I'm wrong, but I get the sense the older guard of the WNBA is, like, extremely jealous of the popularity of these new players. You know, we saw it in that Tarazi Sue Bird deal.
It's what's funny is, like,
they're bringing more eyeballs to your product. How is that bad?
Ask me right today. If I said to you, what is more interesting to you, the Indiana Fever or the NBA playoffs? The WNBA is far more interesting.
Well, I'd go playoffs.
Look, how many people do you think are going to watch Caitlin Clark's and WNBA?
We could have Steph Curry playing 3-4 games in Oklahoma City in a week. That could be pretty good.
It wouldn't even be close to the opening night for the Fever. But Fever suck. She's going to have to be good.
Yeah.
But the storylines of the WNBA, quite honestly, are, if they're not better, they rival that in the NBA.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/westwoodone, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/westwoodone now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/westwoodone.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
Picture this, a cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Oh, Kevin and Harrison has a great question on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Asking for a friend that's quitting his job this week. Is the elephant going to be close to Arkansas soon? It may visit a certain supervisor's desk.
Kevin, I don't think he can do that.
Well, if he's on the way out the door, who cares?
Well, you never want to burn a bridge. Right?
Well, no. No, you don't want to do that.
No, you just want to, leave on a professional, on professional terms.
In a professional manner.
That's right.
And continue this broadcast.
That's correct. You never want to, you never know when you're going to run across somebody again.
Yeah.
Now, I don't believe in any of that, but you should.
That's right. You are not a believer
no,
in that
no,
sort
I
of
say,
thing.
No, I say, this is scorched earth as far as I'm concerned.
That's right.
Like Sherman rolling through Atlanta. Just burn it all to the ground.
Can we get a better example than that?
Well, that's only 175 years old or so.
He was on the losing team, though. You got anybody on the winning team?
No.
Okay. All right. Fine. No. Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
What
now.
About, no, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know any references that would not be problematic here, so we'll just move along.
Yeah, I think you should probably just, there's an elephant loose in Butte, Montana.
Now, I want to spend some more time. I've spent some more time processing this John Sterling news yesterday, and I don't want to, talk about great calls and all that boring stuff. I have been a student of broadcasting for a long time, and I didn't know you could quit like this. I did not know you could just wake up and go, I don't want to do this anymore. And that's it. It's over. There's no farewell tour. There's no, final, they give you the key to the whatever. There's none of that. And not a whistle stop tour. This is the anti-SmackDown. He woke up and it's like, I don't want to do this anymore. And he quit at 85.
Were you here for the SmackDown whistle stop tour?
I was.
Okay, yeah.
This is the opposite of that.
Okay.
This is how I want to go now. I've always
just
thought.
Wake up one day and say, I'm done?
Yeah. I just, on a random Tuesday, I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing it anymore. Goodbye. And that's it. You'll never know when my last show is because I'll just not.
Well, you
I won't
could
do
also
it.
Look at it from the people on the company side of things. Like, it was a tremendous pain in the ass.
Well, now that's another part of this I wanted to say. What did Susan Waldman describe him as?
She described him as a very unique individual.
Yes. Which is code for.
What a pain in the ass.
Yes. Right. Yeah, there's two things here. I want to quit like this one day, and I don't want you two to refer to me as the most unique person we've ever met.
No.
Because that means that I was a terrible person.
No, we use the word special a lot.
Thank you.
He's a special kind of stupid. I'm not a John Sterling fan. I know he's been there for eons.
36 seasons.
36 seasons. Great. Good luck.
I don't want to talk about the broadcasting. That's been done to death. I didn't know you could do it this way.
You can do it any way you want.
I was listening to him talk about this, and he said you know, the season ended last year.
Uh-huh.
And then I got to sit around and watch TV for 4 months.
Right.
And I liked it. And yes. I want to do that.
Hey, it's called retirement.
And so he's like, I want to do that. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to sit around and watch TV.
Imagine if he'd done it 20 years ago.
Well, we would have missed out on some stuff.
Would we have missed it?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to say no.
Yeah. So I didn't know this was an option, but I am choosing this option now.
You're all for this.
Yes. Okay. One day I'm going to call you and go, that's it.
That's it. I'm not
calling it.
Could you give me like a day's heads up, please?
Maybe. Thanks. Maybe. Probably so.
That'd be great.
Yeah. But there's no more of this 2 months note. Like, I'm not doing any of that. I just want to go the John Sterling way, okay. Which is that, and I don't want to go at 85 either. Like, way before that.
Could you imagine doing this till you're 85? I can't imagine doing anything.
I can't imagine 85. Anyone wanting to listen to me for 43 more years. There can't be anybody out there that would want to hear this.
No.
Over and over and over again. No. There's no way. So, no, I can't imagine doing this in my 80s.
DQ, we're getting some questions here. Have you thought about Boomer Esiason this week?
No, I haven't.
Okay. How's the game?
And she lost.
Jake Tapper's on.
Isn't he mean all the time?
Who?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who?
You.
Why?
You're mean.
Why?
Yeah.
What is mean? I simply asked if you had
You're
thought
about... You're
doing
it to be mean.
No, I'm not. I'm simply doing it because I am genuinely inquisitive.
Is that what it is?
Yes. I am interested in DQ's day. You want to go back to... Hey, it's almost summertime. You want to go back to scaring each other every day?
I don't want to do that anymore because now I carry drinks in and stuff.
Yeah, that's why
if I drop one, I'll leave.
It'll be like that scene in The Office where Michael's all about surprise parties and like people are dropping stuff and falling over every time.
I watched that in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
You
got stuff going on.
I do. I mean, I got a lot going on.
You got a lot going on.
I really don't. I really don't have anything.
Well,
going
it's almost
on.
Playoff time, so you're about to have a lot of stuff.
Not
going
really.
On. Hey, you got to watch the playoffs.
No,
it's better. It's better than the regular season.
Like last night,
they actually play.
Last night, I went home. I watched the news, and then I went to bed.
That's an upset.
Yeah, I know. I didn't have that on my bingo
card.
You
watching
either.
The news?
Yeah, I know.
Anybody watching the news? That's an upset.
I laid
there
for about 45 minutes.
I mean, unless you watch 40-29, because they're the best.
I mean,
our favorite.
I mean, we need to do this. Like. First one up in the morning needs to send the text. Like, if you'd sent the text at 2:30, I would have responded because I was up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's old man time. You know, there's that window between like 2 and 3 where you got to get up, you got to pee. You know, it's what the old folks do.
I could not shut my brain off. Yeah, I couldn't do it.
Why?
I don't know. It's one of those things.
All the things you do, shutting your brain off would be the easiest thing.
Well, turning it on is the most difficult thing.
That requires the lowest wattage.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. I mean, there are there are dome lights in cars running more wattage than me.
Like a D battery.
Not even a AAA, man. It's nothing. It's like I was just thinking about, you know how they talk about stuff like all the computing power in like Apollo 11 is now in your watch. Like,
that
kind of thing.
I don't believe that because that would just make me feel bad. The group text this morning I thought was wildly interesting because
we got into the B thing.
Well, the first thing I got this morning was a picture of a homemade bagel.
Yes, DQ made bagels.
DQ is 108 years old. That's the first thing I got this. Well, no, I take it back. The first thing I got was at 8:03 this morning from you about the smudge pot.
Oh, the greatest Fayetteville sentence ever.
Right.
I learned someone called in and explained what that was.
Okay.
It's to keep the frost off of the plants.
Yep, you bet. It's also to light whatever they were lighting.
Sticky icky.
And this is the way it went. DQ completely ignored you and threw out two pictures of bagels. And it says, my first attempt at bagels was a moderate success.
Right. Better than my first attempt at making my own quesadilla. Which was not
great. Now, DQ, were these just plain bagels?
They were. I didn't want to try to get into any creativeness with this batch because I had never made them before.
If you put fruit in there, don't come to work. You put raisins or anything like that in there, don't come to work. I will shame you. I will publicly shame you for ruining a good bagel.
Here's a great text out of the 870 on the McLaughlin Hotline. If both of you do this show until you run out of content, how long will the show last? Sir, we would have stopped 3 years ago if we had, we're out.
Roughly,
we got nothing.
Roughly an hour and 48 minutes.
We are professional time wasters.
That's correct.
We are here to keep the transmitter from calling Tommy. We're making noise. That's all we're doing. Because if we go quiet, then the boss gets a call that right. The station's quiet and you got it. That's all we're here to do. That's all we're here to do is to make noise. That's it.
Think of it this way. This show is nothing but detention.
Yes,
that's right. It is. You are in school suspension with us.
Right, ISS.
Right. You guys
in the room with no windows.
You're following the rules. You're not making a bunch of noise. We are.
Right. Yes, that's right.
That's why we get sent back every
That's day. All this is.
It's in school detention.
We are professional time wasters. Mm-hmm. That's what this is.
What is wrong with raisins or blueberries and bagels? Eric in Greenwood, we know you. Go take a lap. Leave your car. Give me the keys. Go take a lap.
Oh, he's got the fancy car. I remember him.
Raisins and blueberries do not belong in bagels.
Are you getting another sports car with the next car, or what are you doing? Okay, well, we'll put that down as a yes.
No, I'm not. No, it's not a sports car. No, I am.
Like a Corolla?
No. I'm actively shopping. The car that I have is wildly impractical.
Yes, true.
But God, it's fun.
Yes.
It is wildly impractical.
But it's time to you've had your fun. It's time to
No. I'm transferring my four wheels to a different kind of fun.
I see. All right. Oh, you're getting an ATV to drive around in?
In a manner of speaking, yes.
Are you getting a motorcycle?
No.
With a sidecar?
No.
What about one of those like three-wheeler deals?
Absolutely not.
The big motorized tricycles?
No.
Those things are cool.
No.
Two wheels in the front?
No. No.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, Patricia, she loves an onion bagel. That's the only acceptable bagel.
Bulldozer?
What?
You going to drive a bulldozer?
I'd love to drive a bulldozer.
Caterpillar?
I'd love to do that.
Skid steer, something like that.
You do all the WT equipment commercials. Hook me up. I just
want
to
drive
around.
Oh, you want
around.
A tractor?
Yeah, I just want to drive around.
I can get you a tractor.
I just want to drive around the parking lot.
I can get you a tractor. Ben in Fayetteville's here on the McLarty Daniel Hotline. Hello, Ben.
Guys, I was thinking of y'all this weekend. I was out in Eureka, and what made me think of you is there was a UFO convention. So I saw the
Oh, that's perfect. How did we miss that?
You guys are the first thing that came to mind. And Eureka's weird enough, but with a UFO convention, oh, buddy.
Fair.
I'm telling you. I mean, the smell of patchouli and all the women that looked like Sasquatches from the waist down was amazing. But I found this place. It's an antique, vintage candy store, and the candy could be 35 years old. I don't know, but I picked you up a couple of bags of Big League Chew.
Oh yes,
and I got you some Big League Chew. I'm gonna bring it by tomorrow. I picked up a bunch of old candy, like the Bit of Honeys.
Oh,
and they had like the I don't even know what it's called. It's like a peanut butter flavor. It's like a white thing with some brown stripes. It's basically all the candy that your grandparents had
that none of your
cool friends would eat. You know what I mean? It was like that. It was absolutely epic.
Bring that peanut butter candy. I think I know what you're talking about. I love those things.
Yeah, it looks horrible, but it's so good.
It is good.
I mean, it's like chewing on a piece of peanut butter flavored cardboard, but it's so damn good.
When you put it like that,
I'm calling in about.
Yes.
Who can resist? Who can resist, right? But the thing I wanted to bring up, or the little bit of information I've noticed, how much longer can the WNBA continue? I mean, granted, women make up 50% of the population. Caitlin Clark is the only name that anyone can say from women's basketball. She gets a four-year contract for $388,000. The NBA first-round pick, he had like a $55 million contract, but I put all of the blame on the NBA or women's NBA on women because they make up 50% of the population, but they don't go and support this. They don't fund it. The NBA subsidizes it, but yet they want all of this, for lack of a better term, equality, and it's just not there. Here's what I propose, and you can go back to the 90s. We saw a glimpse of it when Larry Johnson was grandma. Remember Grandmama?
Yes.
I say we bring out all of these old retired superstars, put them in a girdle or leotards or whatever, a wig and we hype up the WNBA with some of these old washed up has-beens, and then I would actually watch it. And I think most of the people listening would watch it as well.
Okay, Ben, thank you so much. DQ, your thoughts on that phone call?
I think that the women going into the WNBA, they know how much they're getting paid, you know, because everyone talked about how Caitlin Clark could make so much more in college, mm-hmm. but she knows that. So she knows how much she's going to get. She knows how much she's going to make. But I mean, she truly thinks that she can change the game. And I do believe that. And I don't know a lot of women who watch the NBA, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, not here. This is not an NBA town.
Not a hotbed of fandom here.
So,
I'm going to be very curious to see what this wave of players coming out of college does for the WNBA. They're getting ready to renegotiate their rights.
Yep.
Ben's right. The
They've
NBA
already
does,
got a new deal with the CBS.
The NBA does subsidize the WNBA. It's a 40-game season. It's something that they put in between the NBA season. It picks up when the NBA season is winding down, and it winds down as the NBA season is picking up. There's a place for it. I really believe that, and I'm going to be very, very intrigued to see what the Caitlin Clark effect is. I also want to see the number on the draft last night.
More people are watching. This is not like an opinion.
The women's tournament was far more interesting than the men's.
More people are watching women's sports now than in the history of television. When you look at women's soccer, basketball, gymnastics, softball is real big for ESPN. People are watching this stuff.
But here's the other thing, and Ben doesn't understand this because he's our age and male. Ben's not their target audience.
Right.
People my daughter's age are the target audience now. Younger women, that's who they're marketing this thing to. And that's hard for people my age to understand because you are no longer the one that they are catering to. You're obsolete. And you're right. I mean, women's sports are more popular than ever right now. All you have to know, what was the number on the championship game? 19?
19 million.
19.
More people watch the women's title game than the men's. And more people will watch the women's title game than any NBA playoff game,
sure,
including the finals
absolutely.
This year. Guaranteed.
Now, because of what?
Star
Caitlin
power.
Clark.
We know who the people are.
Yeah, you know who the people are. Now, the WNBA has a lot of great players, but what it doesn't have is a lot of great personalities. Does Caitlin Clark change that? If she's transcendent, or if it's another in Angel Reese or whoever, you might have something there.
No.
I do think it'll still be not as watched because, I mean, there's always the effect of professional sports versus college sports. People prefer college because, you know, there's the effect that they're doing it for the school.
People here prefer college.
Yeah.
That's not a nationwide
thing. I mean, New York City, the Northeast, college athletics doesn't exist. They don't care.
Right.
It's all about
it's
professional pro-town, athletics.
Yeah. And the thing is that I think we're using the wrong measuring stick on this because, like, we are trained that, well, if it's not doing what football does, then it sucks and nobody watches it. That's not true. What has happened is that, as you know, honestly, as Major League Baseball cannot get out of its own way, there has been a little bit of a real estate that's been left open, and other things have come in and taken it. And women's sports, the soccer matches get watched in the summertime. The NWSL softball does big numbers for ESPN and the Women's College World Series.
I was just sitting here reading an article. An NHL playoff game is going to get bumped for Caitlin Clark's debut.
Right.
I mean, that tells you all you need to know.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're moving. See, the WNBA, when it started, was in the big buildings. Then they scaled down to smaller buildings. And now, because of the demand for Caitlin Clark tickets, they're going into bigger buildings for some of these teams. They're having to play in larger arenas to accommodate the demand of the people. So this is not arguable. There's never been women's sports have never been more popular than they are right now.
The league's 28 years old. This is the most important phase of the WNBA ever. Because if you're not going to capitalize on this, you're probably not going to capitalize on it at all.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing, here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With six giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
What's going on? And text, send us a text. We miss you. 866-285-4005.
You can say I.
Baseball coming up in a couple of hours out at Bomb Walker. Radio pregame at 6:30 with Phil and Bubba, and then 7 o'clock first pitch or thereabouts.
Well, you got to give TV a minute to get warmed up. So 7:05 for the first pitch.
On the deuce tonight.
It is on the deuce, yes.
Ben Bibee starts for Arkansas. These midweek games are so strange because, like, you want to win, but you also know that it's more important that you win on the weekend. So you're not, like, you're not pitching. Now, Ben Bibee's really good, but
You're not walking a frontline starter out
You're not bringing Hagen Smith in on 3 days rest to win the Texas Tech game or whatever. So it's strange. But on the outside, the expectation is win everything, and if you lose, we're mad. So they don't care that you're mixing and matching different things or what people you use. They just want to see Arkansas have more runs than the other team by any means necessary. Mm-hmm. And if they don't see that, they're going to be mad. So
yeah, we were getting
it's unusual. I don't think there's anything else like this in sports.
We were getting some questions about weather. Weather's going to be nice tonight.
Is it?
Yeah, it's going to be low 70s. High 60s, low 70s.
This weather, last 2 days has been weird.
Well, it's
been calling for tornadoes and hail, and nothing's really happened. I mean, there's been a couple things, but not. You know, it's not really materialized as much as they thought.
That is that is where we are.
Yeah, the next weather thing is Thursday, and the team will be on their way to South Carolina by then for Friday's matchup. Is there anything else like this in sports where like a midweek college baseball game where it's just like you got to do it, but it's not. It's regular season, so it's not preseason. So it does count, but you can't devote your top resources to getting the win all the time.
They're going
to
play these two games. I think they got UAPB next week, and then they're done. They don't have midweek games the rest of the way. I think the season ends the 18th. Does that sound right?
They've got Missouri State.
Okay, Missouri State.
At the end of the month, too, start of April. But then, Zach, they go to class. They've got finals.
No, they don't. Shador Sanders went to class the other day, didn't bring any books or supplies, and just went on Instagram Live.
That's what I'm telling you. The sooner we can get to collective bargaining and employees, college football will get way better. I'm just telling you. Because everybody will be on a somewhat level playing field.
They will find another way
salary
to
caps.
Bend the rules and cheat.
Well, yeah, because there's no one enforcing
any of this
stuff.
They've been doing it for 100 years. You put a rule in, they find a way around.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, but there's no one, and there's no one enforcing any of this.
No. Oh, by the way, the University of Michigan's apparently in trouble with the NCAA.
I don't. What are they going to do?
But I mean, in the big surprise, like nobody's shocked that Michigan broke all these rules on their way to a national title.
I don't even know what that means anymore.
It doesn't mean anything.
Exactly.
I mean, in the record books, it'll mean something, but it doesn't mean anything.
Right.
They will be stripped of their national title and.
Can the NCAA strip a college football playoff national title?
Yes.
How?
They don't
award it.
Like when you go to a party, you just don't recognize it.
That's happened to me. not recognized.
Your dad points out that we shouldn't talk about the NCAA. The recruits are listening.
Oh, good God.
Yeah. Well, you got to take care of them
too. I am in favor of breaking all the NCAA rules. I don't think their rules are will hold up in any court of law. So I'd say do whatever you want. That's been my position for years now.
I mean, for record keeping and the record book, they have control over that. They just don't have the ability to enforce anything. Yeah. Now, they can go, you're not in our cool little book. That's about all they can
You're
do.
You're not in our cool little book.
Yeah, that's pretty much all you can do.
Their punishment now is like in first grade when you would say, well, you're not my friend anymore. Okay?
Let me ask you this. Was college athletics better when the NCAA had control of it or now?
You mean like pre-84?
I'm talking about 4 or 5 years ago. Was it better then or is it better now?
Better for who? Me? The consumer?
The consumer.
See, here's why that's tricky. I'm not trying to cop out on you. I'm just trying to... The sport's never been more popular than it is right now.
Popular? I didn't ask about popularity.
But it is a hot mess at the same time.
Was it better then? Was it better in 2014 or 2024? The answer is 2014. It was a better product.
But it was worse for the players. They were getting screwed.
But I didn't ask you that. I asked for the consumer. What was better?
I hear what you're saying, but there are a lot of consumers that like the product now because more people watch it now than they did 10 years ago. We may not like it, but some people do.
In 2014, I wasn't asked to fund it.
Okay, well, that is different. Yes.
Okay.
In that perspective, it is
when
worse.
I turned on my TV on Saturday, I generally knew who was on my team week to week.
Okay, that is different. Yes.
The sport was better 10 years ago. And I hate saying that, but I'm to the point with it.
But the business is good now.
The business was good then.
Yes, it was.
The business was good then, and you were just getting into the college football playoff era back in 2014. You were heading into the first year of the playoff. Remember that first year of the playoff down in Dallas when, what's his name? Ezekiel Elliott ran all over Alabama. And then you had, who did Ohio State beat? They had Marcus Mariota played Oregon for the national title. And it was two great semifinal games. Sport was, I mean, college football hit its peak in the first quarter century of this century in that year. Since then, it has just...
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Because, I mean, it is popular now, and it does... I mean, there's a lot of viewers now, and there were viewers then too, but I feel like there's more viewers now. It's like your family member that can't get their act together. You just can't stop caring. You just want to know if it's ever going
to
work out.
You keep
coming
back to the same thing, which means, and you keep saying, well, there's more viewers. It's more available now. Yes. But the sport, as college athletics as a whole, was better 10 years ago when somebody was running it. Somebody had control of it. Now it is a complete free-for-all. And if you're not one of the haves, you're a have-not.
But it wasn't better for the players 10 years ago.
I didn't ask that. I asked for the consumer. For the people who are being asked fund it, was it better then or is it better now?
I don't know. I don't know.
I hate it now. I really do. And I'm growing more and more frustrated with it. The things that we see, and not the stuff we see on Saturdays or Sundays or Tuesday, the games themselves are great. Always have been, always will be. It's the stuff in between that I am so tired of it.
I don't like, I've been pretty clear that I don't like that you're bullying your fans by going, well, if you don't pay, we're going to lose. Yeah. Like, I don't think that's fair.
You're putting the onus on them.
But, I mean, until they make the system where they can start using foundation money to pay NIL and make them employees, I mean, that's going to be the way that they proceed, I believe. So, I mean, and I just, I don't like the fact that, they were making billions, mm-hmm. and all the players got was the value of a scholarship, and that was unfair.
That's not accurate.
The system was completely unfair.
Were they getting millions? No.
Here's what you can't say though. Today, it's far better for the players than it was 10 years ago.
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay, you can't argue that.
Absolutely, it is a better system for the players now.
Yes,
it is not.
They are in control.
I believe that there will be in the next 10 years, if they don't course correct here, you're going to see a fatigue with college athletics where
you don't know who the guys are on the roster anymore. And you're just, all you keep hearing about is money. Because what's the one thing we don't want to hear about? Money. It's it's exhausting. And this constant handout, give me what you can, is going to have a, it has a, an effect.
But see, I think that there is an element of this. It well, obviously wasn't the way it is now. But I think there's been an element of this all along, and we just didn't know about it. And now we know too much, so, and we can't put the toothpaste back in the tube.
I'll give you an example. And I was talking to somebody, I was texting with somebody the other day about this. I finally gave up my Notre Dame season tickets. They finally priced me out of it. The last 2 years, I've seen my tickets go almost, well, triple in cost. And it just has to do with they need more NIL money. You have to make simply to – Notre Dame does it differently. But you, there's an entrance fee, which is $4,000. Then there is this $1,900 donation to the fund, which is their collective, which you don't – you have no say in whether or not you're given that. $5,900 just to play. And then – you're charged $175 per ticket for whatever, you know, for whatever game. They finally said, and I've had them since 1997. And I finally was, I can't do this anymore. I'm not doing this anymore. I can sit on my couch and watch it for free. That to me, and I'm a lifelong college football fan. And I refuse to go anymore. It's just, it has worn me out.
Well, I mean, it's we're going through some growing pains for sure. And I don't know if anybody is the thing that's been most disappointing to me, because I don't mind the players getting to do car commercials or social media influence and stuff and you know, going and signing autographs at banks. None of that stuff bothers me. I that's fine. And it should be, because they're the stars of the sport, not the coaches. They are. They're the ones out there doing all the work. But the thing that is really soured me is there's just nobody in charge of any of this.
That's what I was getting
at. Greg Sankey's not in charge. Hunter, you're nobody's in charge.
But that's what I was getting at. Was at least with the NCAA, and you had some semblance of there were rules.
And there is zero, it's all totally tribal. There is zero connectivity in terms of, hey, we're all in this together. You know, the reason the AFL forced a merger in the 60s, because when they got in, they were all in it together. The Fools Club with Ralph Wilson and Lamar Hunt and, you know, Bud Adams and all those people. But they all stuck together.
Yep.
Bunch of rich guys who had their own agendas, but they stuck together and it ended up, you know, working out. There's no one, there's none of that. It's how do I get my team, screw the rest of you.
Yep.
Which is, again, why I don't understand why people root for the conference, because no one in the conference is rooting for you. So it doesn't make any sense.
Well, Sankey is. Sankey wants the college football playoff to be 14 of the 16 SEC teams and nobody else.
No.
And you know, the Big Ten's the same way. I mean, all the leagues are the same. There's nobody looking out for the sport of college football or college basketball or college baseball or whatever. So at least 10 years ago, you had some semblance of a hierarchy.
Yeah, there's no one. There's no one. You know, say what you want about the Pro Football League, but you have people looking out for the business side, and then you have a players association looking out for the players.
Yeah.
So there are people minding the store. There's no one looking out for these players.
No.
You could get terrible intel and have a sweet situation at a Division I school, and they tell you to go in the portal. You go in the portal, you end up at McNeese. Like, you're done. Your career's over.
Now, to be fair, I read a sentence today, a lead on a story that I read online that shook me to my core, and I'm sort of out on college athletics, and it was about a Villanova guard who was going into the portal according to his agent.
That's right. Yeah.
It's like, oh, jeez.
This is welcome to the world.
Yeah, welcome in.
Welcome to the world.
At least in the NFL, I know who's in charge of what the rules are.
Right.
In NBA, same thing.
I think if they could put some guardrails in, I think it would win over people
like you.
What
does the NFL want? They want parity. They want every franchise to have an equal opportunity to win. College football, college athletics is not like that at all. Even within a conference.
No.
The conference wants 5 or 6 teams to compete. You got to have two or three in the middle class, and then there's everybody else.
And at the schools, the schools want their team to win, and they don't care about the other 13
Correct.
Teams. They could go pound sand. They don't
That's right.
care.
They don't. Nobody is interested in the collective good. They can say they are. They're not.
There's no camaraderie. There's no what's that word? Where it's just like, you know, we're all, you know, if together we're better than we are apart. You know what I mean? Like the SEC as 14 teams is a product that is obviously very profitable and lucrative. They've got billion-dollar contract with ESPN for the rest of our lives. But and as an individual, is anybody going to give? Is ESPN given a TV contract to this school? No,
no.
You'll be on Channel 7 on tape delay again. I mean, that's where that's where you'd be. So I mean, but nobody understands that. I don't know. Make them all employees, collectively bargain it. Let's get some structure back in this, and the players can win, and the schools can have some sort of familiarity.
If you did that, you're going to have to hem the players in, and they don't want that. They would have, who are you negotiating with? You'd have to get a players' union together. Oh, these players have to join the union.
Yeah.
At what point can they join the union? Is it when they graduate high school? Is it after their first year? There's so many.
In our lifetime, we'll see a college football strike. Think about that.
Oh, that'll be great.
We're going to see that.
They'll
see replacement players down here at Razorback Stadium.
They'll do what they did out at Yale. They'll have a sit-in in their own game. They'll just go out and sit down.
No, they'll get the intramural team to play for the Razorbacks because the real Razorbacks are on strike.
UAPD's dragging guys off the field in their full uniform. Yeah, it'll be great.
Now, let me say one more thing here about college football. Don't even spend any time with this Super League. Until the Big Ten and the SEC buy in, it is not going anywhere. That is not going anywhere.
No.
So don't even think about it. Don't even worry about it. It's not happening until those two are on board, if they're ever on board. All right, we go to Australia now and talk to our man there, Peter. Hi, Peter. Good morning, good afternoon. How you doing?
Yes, good morning, guys. It is a beautiful Wednesday morning here. Just got in the car, and there's nothing more scary than tuning into my favorite podcast that I listen to at 10:30 at night, and I'm getting rebuffed by some guy called Scott. So, yeah.
Well, what happened? Why are you so bad at this?
Look, for the start of the season, I just want to say I said to take the line on the Suns and to bet the house on the Crows for the rest of the season. And look, if you've bet your house, enjoy the foreclosure because it hasn't gone well to begin with. However, we had a fantastic win on the weekend against Carlton, a 2-point win, and I think it's all going to change this Friday night against Essendon at Adelaide Oval. So we wait and see. But at least there's hope at the end of the pipe, unlike your football team, or our football team, really.
Wow! Now, Peter does a podcast for the Adelaide Crows. 1-4 to start the season. Are they calling for the coach's head?
After that first loss, they re-signed the coach for another 2 years, so that ain't going to happen.
Okay.
However, look, we basically, I don't know if they use the term in the NFL, but tanking for good draft picks in 2020. Yeah.
Who's the number one pick?
Number one pick of that year was, his name was Riley Tilsoff. And oh boy, we have him now. However, it's all I can say is we are rebuilding, but it's been genuinely, I think this year we're going to definitely make it to the finals or the playoffs. It's still a long way in the season. So.
You're 1-4, man. I feel like you sold us a bill of goods.
Yeah, well, you know, deal with it. Okay, look, if you've lost your house and you're sleeping in a cardboard box, you know the weather's getting better there, so is what it is.
That's true.
Can't argue
with that.
Is spiders are everywhere in Australia right now?
They're here all the time. They're here all the time. Nothing changes. I remember my wife when she first came here in 2008, there was a ginormous huntsman that was the size of her hand that crawled across my car window. And I just said to her, "Oh, that's Larry." And you know, she couldn't believe I named it.
Oh my God, that is a terrifying looking spider.
Wow.
Oh my God, that thing would eat a small child.
Yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Wow.
Huh.
Yeah.
So
I guess I need to know more about this Scott guy because I'm scared.
Yeah, Scott took your advice and lost and is currently living on the streets because of you.
He's harboring no ill will. He's still got cell service, but
he has a nice underpass.
Yeah, he's actually hoping to get back in a solid, non-movable structure shortly.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, look, I've got a couple of bets. I've written notes for you guys. I literally scrolled them down this morning while my toddler was running around my ankles. So thank you for sending through the odds for the Bet Saracen.
You're welcome.
Free plug for you guys. So I think Friday night or Thursday night, we've got Brisbane's playing Geelong. Take Brisbane at minus 195.
Okay.
I just want to say, you guys do weird betting structures there. When I read those things, I literally had to Google, what do American odds mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
You guys, as always, you measure everything in completely different ways and, you know, pounds to the hogs rum or whatever you guys use.
1776, baby! America!
Yeah, well, we hate the English too, don't worry. So,
all right. Solidarity. Oh, man. Well, it's good to hear from you, Peter. Thanks so much for calling in today.
You too, guys. Stay safe.
All right, there you go. That's Peter, live from Australia. Yeah. He's a Razorback fan in Australia.
Yeah, but then.
There you go.
He's going to be up here in December.
Oh, we got to get him in.
Oh, yeah. I've already booked that. He's
pick some bowl games or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We'll do that.
You still in on bowl games? Or are you out on those, too?
Don't Google Huntsman Spider.
Okay, I won't do that. Don't worry. See, when people tell me not to look at something, I won't look at it.
Okay.
I'm good with that.
That's good.
I'm fine.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
Feel the pulse of the city. Feel the beat of the drum. Feel the bass blow your hair. In Las Vegas, live music delivers much more than sound. It's where music comes alive. With artists like Megan Thee Stallion, Maroon 5, Carrie Underwood, Shania Twain, Babyface, Lionel Richie, and many more. Every show is a playground for your senses. See the full summer lineup at visitlasvegas.com.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 7. My trip to South Dakota was the best summer ever. Now I don't need to go to Mars, because I've been to the Badlands. And I caught a bigger walleye than Dad when we went to the Missouri River. Then I rode my bike through these huge rocks called Needles. Ooh, I also saw my first herd of bison, even a fuzzy furry baby one. I can't wait to go back and see more. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley. For the love of home.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.